So, which name did you draw from the shoe, actually?
Oh, I got Peter. Quite a coincidence, right? I vaguely knew him from a seminar, because he always wore his TARDIS backpack, and,
What's up?
I don't know. I don't want to get all weepy on you.
I went full Spanish soap opera on you, so you can get a bit weepy, it's fine. I'll even get someone to play a tiny violin for you if you want.
That sounds great. It's... how do I even begin to describe this? Okay, so before I came to university, I had all these big ideas, right? Change the world, become a... someone, help out, somewhere. Looking back, my thoughts were also ridiculously vague, but I figured, I don't know, that they would take shape somehow, and then they just...
didn't?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, if we're already doing the hi, I'm Jamie thing...
Hi, Jamie.
Well, actually something along those lines happened to me too. In a way. I don't know. I thought I could just waltz into a theater and wow everyone and get an Oscar? Or something?
Right? When you look back, it was all so simple somehow.
Well, until it wasn't anymore.
Yeah, until it wasn't anymore. Look at the two of us moping around on a merry-go-round. We're like a misery-go-round, we are. Anyway, I just had to think of that because I was strangely inspired this Christmas. I met some old friends, and they made me think that I wanted to just really do something again. Like, properly. Like, put a lot of effort into something. Work your ass off. Be tired because of something. Something real and good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So, long story short, your boyfriend's gonna get a real amazing present from me. I know, it was such a stupid and tiny thing to spend all my energy on, but it felt really good. No regrets. And I'm sure he deserves it. If only because he has such awesome chest hair.
He does, doesn't he?
Alright, let's explore some more.
Oh, sounds good to me.
God, I really didn't think any of this would happen to me when I drew a name. Not the stuck in another world bit, and also not the impromptu therapy bit. But guess what? I'm actually kind of happy about both.
Me too! Isn't that weird?
I guess we are weird. Oh, I didn't ask. Who did you draw?
Oh, I drew Carmen. She's Peter's friend, actually. So I didn't know her all that well, but... well, she acts like she only likes really sophisticated things like, I don't know, old downtown coffee houses and casual trips to the museum or something. So... I got her something super trashy and chill. Why are you laughing?
I just think you're really funny, Jamie. I mean, all this time you've just been... Jamie? Jamie?
Could Jamie have gone? Well, poor Sarah will need to figure out her predicament on her own, it seems. Sarah Fan was played by Tamara Paya. Jamie Resnick was played by Dominic Padelter. The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The harp was played by Kerry Whitman.
The merry-go-round music was Circus Waltz by Kevin MacLeod. Find his work on incompetech.com. This episode was written by Amadea Brenner.